All right, joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Mike Kasha. Mike, this is on tap to be a pretty active weather day today with some heat and also some severe storms potentially. What do you think we need to be ready for?
Right, John. Well, first of all, looks like late morning, early afternoon, we start getting heat indices that approach 100 degrees and eventually up to about 105. So if you're outside, make sure you drink a lot of water and that kind of thing. Stay hydrated. But then if the focus will shift to strong and severe thunderstorms. Looks like we're going to have some development 2 or 3 o'clock around there. Storms should become strong rather quickly as they move southeast. We're looking for the main threat to be damaging winds with the wind gust over 50 miles an hour. But we could also see a couple of isolated tornadoes, mainly late this afternoon, and also some large hail. Then as things continue tonight, more storms and the flood threat starts to be the main concern. Looks like 1 to 2 inches total rainfall, but some areas could, under the heavier thunderstorms, could get more than that.
All right. What parts of the state will be affected by this most?
So it looks like all of central Indiana has fairly equal chance. Perhaps areas near and north of 70 would be under the gun earlier, at any rate. And then later on from areas south of there.
Okay, and when do you expect these storms to wrap up? I heard yesterday sometime around 10 o'clock. Is that kind of the same diagnosis?
Yeah, 10 o'clock would be basically the best chance for severe weather would be from 3 to 10 p.m. Still see more storms over like late evening overnight, but that would be more of a flood threat than severe winds or, you know, tornadoes, that kind of thing.
What areas in particular do you think could be hit with flooding?
Really, it could be anywhere across central Indiana. It's a little bit difficult. There's small little front that's going to set up somewhere in the area, and it's still unclear exactly where that's going to set up, so that could make a difference there.
As we go into the weekend, I know there's a chance for storms on Saturday and Sunday. What can you tell us about the weekend forecast?
Right, more thunderstorms possible Saturday and Sunday, as you say. On Saturday, there's a smaller chance of severe weather, but there still is a chance of severe weather. So we're also looking at damaging winds and maybe even a tornado, a large hail on Saturday afternoon, early evening.
Okay, and how about Sunday?
Sunday, we're not looking at a severe threat on Sunday, just general thunderstorms, it looks like. And yeah, that's about it.
When you said tornadoes earlier, any area of the state in particular need to be watching out for isolated tornadoes?
No, just pretty much all of central Indiana.
Okay. And then when do you and as we go into next week, it looks like the rain and storms threat probably won't die out until about Tuesday. Is that what you're looking at?
Monday night. There's a chance through Monday night.
Okay. What's the week look like after that?
Well, after that, it looks like, let's see. Looks mostly dry midweek all the way up until Thursday. Then there's another chance of showers on Thursday. Temperature-wise, let's see here. Yeah, like Tuesday looks a lot cooler with high temperatures only in the lower 70s. So that'll be a little bit of relief from all the heat and humidity. And going into Wednesday, too, temperatures still only in the 70s. And then it'll warm up again next weekend. But even by late next week, early next weekend, we're still only looking at lower 80s for high. So it's still not going to be quite as bad as it is, or nearly as bad as it is going to be today.
When do you think the heat will sort of start to dwindle a little bit? Do you think the temperatures will start to cool down this weekend after today?
No, it doesn't look like until Monday and especially Tuesday. Monday, we're looking at highs in the mid-80s. On Sunday, we're still looking at upper 80s, lower 90s. So not really until Monday, but especially Tuesday, we're going to notice a big difference.
All right. That's all I've got. You got anything else you'd like to add?
No, just, you know, like we always say, when thunder roars, go indoors. And as far as driving and when water's over roadways, we always say, turn around, don't drown.
All right. He's meteorologist Mike Kosh with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Mike, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.